Hey friends, it is November 18th, and I want to pause today and thank God for joy. Maybe not just giving thanks to God for joy, but let's just admit it. Some of us, we don't feel very joyful right now. With the holidays coming, some people feel super joyful, just automatically their mood changes. For others, it's a time of hurt and pain. Some of us aren't even able to look yet at Thanksgiving in a good way. We are too stressed with life and things that are going on in our life. And so I want to, for those of us who are feeling joyful today, just to give God thanks for that joy. And this season is to be a season of joy. For those of us who don't feel joy, who are struggling to feel joy, I want you today to turn to Psalm chapter 51. And one verse out of that Psalm 51 that I remember that sticks out to me is this: "Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and give me a willing spirit to sustain me." Maybe that needs to be your prayer today, is that God would restore to you the joy of his salvation. Do you remember when you first gave your life to Christ? Or do you remember that moment where it clicked and you felt overwhelming joy, realizing that you are saved, that you are forgiven, that you are made new? You know, I think that God is honored and glorified when we feel joy, similar to the joy we had at knowing that we were saved. So let's pray together today. God, thank you for those of us who feel joy right now. Thank you for the joy that is to come with this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas, of being with family, of celebrating and receiving and giving gifts and sharing meals and fellowship together, Lord. But I realize that some of us feel great joy in that, and at the same time, some of us feel lonely and joy is not there. And maybe we're alone, and maybe we don't have a family to spend the holidays with, and we just feel so alone. And Lord, if that's anyone praying this right now, Lord, would you just bring people into their lives to just love them and to build them up and to cherish them? Lord, we know that when everything else is gone, you are enough. Father, for those of us who do have families that we cherish and get along with and spend the holidays with, thank you for that gift. Lord, for all of us, would you restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and would you give us a willing spirit to sustain us? It's so easy, Lord, to measure my joy or choose my joy depending on my circumstances. But I also know, and I've learned, Lord, that it's possible for me to find joy even in the midst of difficulties, even in the midst of sickness, even in the midst of strained family relationships. Lord, you are enough even when other things in my life don't seem to be. You're enough. So Lord, as we walk into today, may we, as much as we are able, may we choose joy. Because even if our circumstances are difficult right now, you've saved us. And there's wonderful things ahead for each and every one of us. Lord, help us to focus on that despite our current circumstances if they're difficult. We love you, Lord. May we feel joy in our heart today as we go through our day. And we want to give you thanks for that joy that you provide to us. Amen.